Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today I'm speaking with Doug Coe, Strategy and Market Development for Nimble Storage. How's it going, Doug?
Hey, Gary, I'm doing great.
Great. Tell us a little bit about Nimble.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Nimble is an enterprise storage company, which was founded back in 2007. We went public a few years ago, and very recently, we were just acquired by Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Company, HPE. So it's been a very interesting transition, you know, kind of watching the company grow and watching how the industry has adopted cloud technologies and how all the different players have started adopting it and putting it in their portfolio.
What do you think sold HP on you guys?
You know, Nimble has been very successful in the mid-market space in terms of selling into mid-market customers with our flash storage arrays and storage appliances. And that is definitely a big area that HPE wants us to focus on and really kind of filling a gap in their storage portfolio. The other area that, you know, HPE was very excited about is really around our data analytics and predictive analytics platform, which we call InfoSight. And InfoSight really leverages, you know, a lot of big data. It leverages information from the storage arrays that we have deployed across our customer base to provide preventive health and troubleshooting within the storage systems. So in many cases, you know, our customers really achieve a very seamless storage experience, and has allowed us to have, you know, uptime of, you know, six nines or, you know, 99.9999. For me personally, it's been a very interesting time and a lot of excitement overall in terms of how we could grow our overall portfolio and then, you know, how we could grow the new cloud service and offering that we have in the market as well.
Is that the Nimble Cloud Volumes or Storage on Demand?
Yeah, so I manage both those programs, but Nimble Cloud Volumes is the most recent offering that we're putting out there. It's an enterprise-grade storage cloud service that's designed to work with the likes of Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure, and it's really designed to fill a gap in the cloud today, which is really allowing traditional enterprise applications to leverage storage much better than they can today with the current cloud services, specifically around storage. What you'll see is, you know, things like S3 or Glacier, they're not really designed for traditional enterprise applications such as a Microsoft SQL or Oracle type application. And those are really looking for more traditional storage capabilities that you get from a SAN or a storage controller. And we're really making those capabilities available in the cloud today and making it in a very cloud-like experience so customers get basically the best of both worlds, the functionality and the reliability and the scalability of a on-premise storage system, but the simplicity of cloud-based provisioning, pay-as-you-go model, and the ability to leverage multiple cloud providers in a multi-cloud environment.
No, you say pay-as-you-go. How's the pricing based?
So, you know, customers have a price per gigabyte, a price per IOP performance, and then they select their SLA level, and that determines their final price.
Okay. Now, what would you say to customers that are concerned about being locked into a long-term contract?
That's absolutely one of the areas that we're addressing with Nimble Cloud Volumes. And we make it very clear that we really believe it's a solution for multi-cloud. Traditionally, if you want to move from one cloud provider to another, there are significant switching costs in the form of what they call the data egress charges. So we don't have that with Nimble Cloud Volumes. It's also very simple for customers. Like if they just want to switch from AWS or Azure, directly they just go through our portal and select, hey, you know, I want to use this storage volume with AWS now or switch it over to Azure. And there's no additional costs with that too. So we definitely believe that, you know, lock-in is something that customers are concerned about and something that we do want to address with Nimble Cloud Volumes.
Talk a little bit about the relationship you guys have with Intel.
Nimble took a very unique approach in that we actually decided from the get-go of designing our storage operating system and our storage arrays that we will design it from the CPU up which is very interesting because a lot of storage systems in the past and even today have been designed based on the disk subsystems or the SSDs, and how do you maximize the spindles or the number of disks or SSDs in that. So Nimble took a different approach. What makes it interesting is it allows us to scale our technology by scaling with the Intel platform. So as Intel provides more cores, more CPU power, it actually allows us to scale the performance and the scalability of our storage systems as well, too. And you know, this was fundamentally started with our file system, which is now, you know, Nimble OS. And now this Nimble OS is being applied into different areas. Obviously, you know, today it's primarily SSDs. You know, spinning disks are still being used, and we still use that as part of our hybrid flash platforms. And into the future, other technologies such as NVMe and 3D XPoint are areas that we use too. So yeah, absolutely. CPU, definitely a big driver in the Nimble architecture. And of course, you know, other parts of the Intel stack or portfolio used Intel SSDs in part of our product lines, Intel network cards and networking components as part of our storage platform as well too. So yeah, definitely Intel has been a big part of building out the Nimble portfolio.
Is there a website that our users can go to learn more about Nimble?
So the nimblestorage.com website is still there, but we also have, since we launched our cloud service, our cloud portal as well, which is cloud.nimblestorage.com.
Well, thanks, Doug, for spending time with us today. Best wishes and continued success. We wish you more.
Thanks, Gary.